Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukulikeyo mukanyomero katuyisemu.
Welcome back from the session we've passed through.
Kansubire okoleddwa bulungi nnyo.
Let me hope you've been done good indeed.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that?
Tuwebaza mukama.
We thank the Lord.
Kuva kuma chatubedde.
Right from the morning he's helped us.
Atuguddewo service.
Yes, we opened the service.
Etufuna ekigambo kyetwasosemu.
We got the first word we heard.
Mutuyigidde nnyo.
Where we've learned much.
Okulwanisa abamasaza.
How to fight principalities.
Sitani ne bamalayika baabwe.
Satan and his fallen angels.
Kitukoze bulungi nnyo.
Done us so good.
Bwetutegedde bamalayika betulina okukola nabo.
Through the angels we are to work with.
Mulimu ogufaanagana bwe gutyo.
In the work like that.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus
much.
We thank God for all testimony and those God and those boldness that you testify for the Lord and all thanksgiving. Don't you stop thanking God, for God speaks that in the latter days there will be people like those and they never give thanks. I don't know whether you're among those.
Whether
God does you don't thank him. They will be spoken to be there in the latter days. No matter God do anything for them that they don't thank.
It's
God's tide of souls who don't get placed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Always try to thank God. Many of you I get to know,
you
speak with me and we pray. Those who tell me things done for them,
you
think you've already told God. But this is where he speaks. I will give a testimony of you in the congregation of many. I know many of you.
And
God has done for you
things.
Never even seen you before here. You will call him on the other day. See whether he will appear.
And
don't you forget give testimony
and
thanking before God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All the first timers we welcome you.
We
open our hearts well in the field of love God himself. He will call you to come to him. Christ Jesus. By the Spirit of God. Don't want to waste more time. We want to learn something.
And
we put in action that gives us a blessing right from our living God, the Father in heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus, by authority of his Holy Spirit. This is our second service. It was one which was there.
Yet
you not finished that topic.
We
spoke of the laws governing the worship and the praise of God in truth.
And
they are led by the brethren as musicians by the Spirit of God. We shall restore it later. We had an immediate meet that the Spirit spoke of saying that this teaching is necessary. Last Sunday we began this heading, how you to use the tithings, the offerings, and the riches God has given us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we want to see how we are to use the riches God has given us. We want to move on with that topic. The way we are going to use tithes and offerings and the riches God has given us.
Get
our brethren, the poor from our midst, in the midst of church. Prove that Acts chapter 4 gets to fulfill. All
who
were given as their need was, and none of them was in need. As we ended last time,
brethren,
the first theme of the chapter 6, 20 and downwards, when we were told, brethren who first got rich among us,
we
always learn to use those riches to get the poor from our midst as we help them. Just as tithe were put for that work and the offerings, we told you much.
And
we showed you there is robbery which is in the church of God on this world, which robbed the tithe and the offerings
and
converted their main work they were meant to do. And the pastors we gave to ourselves. And we said they are ours. Yet a pastor, the scripture says he has to have a quota portion in the tithe. And the rest as we are the house of God. And they help us not to lack food in the house. And the tithings and offerings, they want to be used as a bank of God, which can lift up the poor who are in the midst of the brethren, the born again of God, the church of God. Join on the riches that God first gives us in our midst. And he first lifts up some. Then these does rich lift up
so
the others. Now we're in our midst.
Take
the poor from the midst of church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the second part. And we began with Deuteronomy, where we have planted this heading on.
And
move on, give us other scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 4. And God speaks saying like this. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 4.
Na yete wabenga mwavu joli. Kubanga mukama talemenga kukuwa mukisa munsi mukama katonda ojja kuwa okuba obusika okujiria.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Na yete wabenga mwavu joli.
But there should not be poor among you.
Mubiro biri.
In those days,
katonda yali ayogera nekanisa yaliwo.
God spoke with the church which was then.
Beba Israeli.
It's Israelites.
Na feriro fe kanisa yaliwo.
We to hear the church today.
Nge kanisa ya Kristo
munsi yona. As the church of Christ in the entire world.
Ye fe ba Israeli abaliwo.
As Israelites which are.
Na ye mukama agamba.
That God says.
Wabenga bavu wakati mumwe.
There should be no poor in our midst.
Kubanga mukama anakuwanga omukisogo.
God will bless you for that.
Oguja bavu wakati mumwe.
Which takes the poor from your midst.
Baba twasoko okutegeera.
As we first understood.
Ndi mukama atuwa obugaga kankano obumusana ogwo
kumumanya. God give us riches of knowledge of his now. According to 2 Corinthians, the chapter 4, the verse 6 and 7, that God commanded the light of knowledge of his glory to shine in darkness before Christ. And he said in the verse 7 that treasure
we
have them in this vessel of clay, the treasure, knowledge of God's word, causes no knowledge of his glory,
in
that much power cometh from him.
Add
in the 1 John chapter 3, in the 3 John chapter 2, as we say, as we get rich in spirit,
understanding
God and his word,
in
this life we overcome, we can be in a good life.
So
Deuteronomy chapter
15,
the verse 4 intervenes coming. Now God enriches us in light of knowledge through his word. Spiritual world we are getting rich. In this physical life, we don't remain poor.
We read
last time what poverty does. But when we end Proverbs 24,
say, poverty
come as a thief, steal away everything. Conduct goodness and the others.
And
causes us in the last rich in heaven. After we cast aside truth, times we sell it to Satan.
For
need which surrounds us much.
So
God commanded us this word.
Yogerant,
and he spoke that
we shouldn't
be poor in our midst. Now how are we to do that?
Ant,
it is to say that
this
is the tithe and the offering together with the riches God first given in some of our brethren
to
bring back in this congregation, lift up our brethren, the poor, speak of brethren in salvation, those proven in the truth, and indeed saved.
And
all those steps you shall explain them well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Singa si bubi.
If it's not stealing, which is the church of Christ all over the world, I prove that
all
us would have been very rich people.
People
plenty money as church of salvation.
Anytime
they gather, they come for gatherings, they collect money.
tusingane government
ezomunsi. We are better than governments of the world to gathering monies.
Government edeka kwa musoro ku bintu.
Government puts tax on products.
Nafe tuteka kwa musoro ku byemufu.
We do put tax on things you get.
Ngakatonda boyalagira.
As God commanded.
Musoro gwe chimwe che 10
ebiwe bwayo. The tax of the tithe and the offerings.
Ne government bwe funa musoro ogwo.
Government gets the tax.
Government entufu.
The government is the rightful government.
Because it's a sent ezo kula kulanya abo
munsi yabwe. Uses that money progress people of their nation.
Kuzimba engudo.
To building roads.
Amarwaliro.
Building hospitals.
Ne bintu ebyenjawulo ebigwanira.
Things worthy.
Ebigwanide abetaga.
Worthy of those in need.
Era ne batekawo ne bibina byokwekula kulanya.
Even groups of progressive people.
Kanisa bwe yalina okuba gwanga eri wakati mu mawanga.
Church was meant to be a nation in the midst of a nation.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Iranga nayo lyaweebwa
ensa weyo. Given that bag.
Yebimu ebyekumi
n'ebiweebwayo. Of the tithe and the offerings.
Obugago eri aba basoko okugaga wakati mufe.
Those who first get rich among us.
Nga twalina okubikozesa.
And we meant to use them.
Okuteekawo okwegaggawaza.
Put enrichment of ourselves.
Naye bweba government.
But if it's a government.
Ya Katonda eri munsi.
God in the world.
Naye kanisa.
It's the church.
Ino government inzibi
kati. This is a government of people who are robbers.
Wanji?
Are we together?
Temulabanga government zo ezo munsi.
Governments of the world.
Muzivunano ko so bubi obusoro gwamwe.
Using wrongly your tax.
Bambabulire.
Let me tell you.
Muchuke ekolero kuluno.
Change this time.
Government ya mwitibwe kanisa.
Government called church.
Abajikulembera.
Those leading it.
Baba dom solo.
They stole all the tax.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
Yaba omsoro gwe kanisa.
He stole the tax of the church. Tithe and offerings.
Mpozi no kunyaga kubagaga.
Even robbing from the rich.
Abagaga wando wakati mufu.
Those enriched na mbibis.
Bana ba government ya Katonda munsi.
Government of God in the world.
Abe kanisa.
Those of the
church.
They've enriched themselves.
Ngabako isa omsoro gwe muwa.
And they use the tax you give.
Munsi ya
mu. In your nation.
Iyo burokozi.
Of salvation.
Wa munsi itibwe kanisa.
In the nation called church.
Kati mubadde mukukuruma nyo.
Now you've been complaining
government
much.
Government
have not made roads for you. Even hospitals. But it's the time.
Kukurumire government ya
Katonda. You complain of the government of God.
Ikanisa.
The church.
Abakulembeze bayo.
Its leaders.
Urokubanga
stealing the offerings and the tithings.
Gwe musoro.
It's the tax.
Negukora mu ebyayo
byeyagala. They do in things they want.
Nobera mwavu.
And you get poor.
Eyo na kusindeza kwekula kula nyamu government yeno.
There is nothing like money of prosperity in this government.
Banangi. Simanyo ba muntegera mutya.
I don't know how you understand me.
Eyo naje munda ba.
All the way you see me.
Mubasumba banange na abatume.
You my pastors and apostles.
Ne banabine mwena.
Prophets and all of you.
Abagamant muwereza Katonda.
Who say you serve God.
Zendi mubaka wa Katonda ali muguru.
I'm ambassador out of God in heaven.
Namu wa msimanje ali.
And you too, I don't know where your God is.
Kubanga fetu kole ebikolebwa.
We do things done in heaven.
Namu bye mukona simanje.
You what you do, I don't know.
Bamwabijja wa.
Whether you got it where. Let's repeat the verse
4.
Deuteronomy verse chapter 15.
Ekyamateeka esura ya 15 olunyo olwokuna.
Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 4.
Naye tewabenga bavu gyoli. Kubanga Mukama talemenga kukuwa mukisa munsi. Mukama Katonda ojja kuwa okuba obusika okujirya.
Naye kati olabye obwavu bwe butulumye kanisa.
Poverty struck church.
Neyoroza bwatuluma lwansonga ki?
Struck us of our what reason?
Twaje mukuwa yeri Katonda.
We rebelled to give to God.
Munsawo yete twateekayo.
It's bag we didn't put there.
Yasubizo mukisa gwemu ebyekumi n'ebiwe
bwayo. Blessing of tithe and offerings.
Era mucho.
And in it.
Mukisa gunga gulimu okusoka okugagawaza baganda
bafu. Blessing involves to first enrich our brethren.
Nabo obubbi bannange.
Look at the theft in the robbery.
Tabi kanisa.
Look at the church.
Baso kakusabira mbo bakera kumacha.
They wake up in the morning.
Sabira government.
Let's pray for the government.
Tiride nyengu zineta kola
mapo. They have bribed and
kumbe batekeddwa okukera kumacha besabira.
Wake up every morning pray for the
government ya Katonda.
For the 50 the government of God. The church.
Now itandi kukusaba.
You to begin to pray.
Mukama akuchusize mu government
yenu. God change for you that government.
Alire abatuma abapya abakola byayagala.
Who do what he wants.
Abasumba.
Pastors.
Banabi abakola byayagala.
Do what he wants.
Amulizi benjira abakola byayagala.
Do what he wants.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that?
Kadusoma nyoro 15.
Let's read the verse 5.
Olunyoro 5.
The verse 5.
Ichamateko lokubire sura ya 15 olunyoro 5.
Deuteronomy 15 verse 5.
Chokaba ono nyinkirango kuri edobozi lya mukama Katonda wo. Okukwata ngo kokola ngekiragiro kino kyonna kyenkulagira leero olunyolo mukaga kubanga mukama Katonda wanakuwanga omukisa ngabo yasubiza Erono wolanga mawanga manji. Na yete weolenga. Erono fuganga mawanga manji. Na yete bakufuge nga gwe.
You hear
riches, we made a rich honors church.
As rich,
a time it is us lending to the world. The other. We are another nation in the midst of a nation. The
Bible says
the church.
Though
we are in the world, we are not of here. Now it means we are a government of God as the church in the midst of governments of the world.
That,
that government of church
it
must be so rich, even rich in lending other nations. Now you first see, now you got to be out there. One person of the government of God, apostle, a prophet or pastor, and they are worth billions of dollars. And you, look even. When I look at you, I wonder what Satan had done to children of God. Even all torment, stealing and persecuting
the
church. Yet still,
he
passes in those leading us. God who created heaven and earth,
we
wake up to read and study. We worship him. We invent songs for him. We move fear him. We are the most poor in the world. They're born again. How do you see it? The Muslims have things they bow to. And the Catholics and the others. And the sorcerers, wizards. They have things they worship. They have a way they help themselves.
The
government of good church of salvation. My goodness. You pastor. You know, they preached much on tithes and offerings and
folks.
Preaching on them, they will use them well. And they help you. When they preached of them, you gave offerings. And they are touched on many other
pastors.
Prove these are more than governments of the world.
They are
more than governments of the world.
The
government puts tax once. These ones who give the tithe. The offerings, that's tax. The seed, I don't know. You sow seeds, you give the first fruits, you give the thanksgiving, baskets plenty. Nothing like riches moving on. What surprises most? Them to on the stealings they've done. They cannot even enrich themselves enough. They still beg. If you look at their television stations and radios, even in the synagogues, mobile money lines, you send money here. Me sending money there, do you know where I am? And what I am on? And the situation I'm in? I don't refuse to send money, but send in places worthy.
We can
use the money in things worthy to be done.
When
born again, poverty struck you. Getting the way you see.
And
you go get all your seats, sow it on the road. And the cars trample that seed. And the way that God will restore, give you profits.
That
is what I say. And the offerings.
Give
them on the way. We're not able to grow.
If
the seed you sowed on the road. God saw that foolishness.
And
waited him to grow it. And he wondered how you sowed. You sowed in the road, you wait, God grow it, go back, you ask for rain for Lord, let it rain. I sowed, yet you sowed on the road. It rains on the road,
and
it doesn't grow anything on the road.
The
people you put money at roads, they trampled everything you sowed there. There's nothing which grew back. That's why you cried much.
Not
giving you tithes and offerings.
Blessings
of tithes you promised, where is it? Yet where you sowed is roads.
gave
in the hands of robbers. Not used as worthy. God cast all. This in Malachi saying,
the priests
are cast off that curse. For they have used wrongly. God's put in their hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read the verse 6.
Okay.
Ekyamateeka esula ya 15 olunyo lw'omusanvu.
Deuteronomy chapter 15 and the verse 7.
Bwe wanaabangawo gy'oli omwavu, omu ku baganda bo, munda w'oluggi lwonna ku nzigi z'omunsi Mukama Katonda ogyakuwa, tokakanyazanga mutima gwo, so tofunyanga ngalo zo eri muganda wo omwavu. Olunyo lw'omunaana. Naye tolemanga kwanjuluza ngalo zo gy'ali, so tolemanga kumuwola ebinaamumalanga olw'okwetaaga kwe mwekyo kyabuliddwa.
Tulina ensawo eyo gye nayogerako.
This bag I spoke of.
Nga tugabanyizaamu ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo.
As we divided the tithe and the offerings.
Okukola emirimu gyonna egy'omu nyumba ya Mukama.
All works of the house of God.
Ye kanisa.
That is the church.
Ye government ye kanisa.
And the government of church.
Waliwo ze tutoolako ezigenda okulaakulanya baganda baffe mu byekumi
n'ebiweebwayo tutondawo
ensawo
endalaati
ensawo eyo
bano
baganda baffe abasoose okuba nga bagaggawala kati mufe buli lwebafuna ku musaala
gwabweoba
ebyenfuna byabwe ne byeyongera babaako akantu ke batoola ne bazaayo mu nsawo eyo kati ntutanula okuwola abeetaaga okuwa obuyinbuba nga biggwayo wano ojja kubira bebyani kwe
bigambo
waliwo abatuuka bamu nga tubabwine batandika
okwekulaakulanawabaawo
abawolebwa nga kyetufubako okulwana nti singa emimu ekumi n'ebiweebwayo
bitooleddwaokugaggawaza
baganda
n'ebiweebwayo
okuva eri baganda baffe basoose
okuyimusibwa
tuba tumanyi bulungi singa oweebwa ne weekulaakulanya nga bw'okomyawo kubanga temubaamu magoba mu
bino
bakuwa nozanga
buliko
gwe bw'ogamba
naye
mukama
nina
okukwebaza
kubanga
wanyamba naye sinajye
nzija
capital
n'ebintu byonna
nompa
kati
kankuddiza ezizo
nyongere
nako ekyokwebaza Yesu
praise Jesus.
Naye ng'okuwola kuno bagamba tetuwola lwa
magoba
tujja kubitunula mu
byonna
kale ekanisa
now church
nga bolaomanyi gavumenti ekola ebintu
ebyo government does the things
gavumenti
ezomu governments of the world
bakuwa nozaayo
they give you money you take back
naye bakuteera mujjukira bamagoba abamu
profit some of them
naye ate ekanisa yo baali baj yateerwawo ensawo eyo ngaetenda kuteeka mu
bag was put no profits involved
naye ani yali aji kuwoze
who has ever lent you that money
oba byenjogera ndi ku lugero
or even what I speak I'm on a proverb which would never come to pass, which never been. It's not a problem. This happened.
And
they're going to happen again.
Who's
this apostle? I don't know. You don't want money? If I want it, even I love greed, even being mean and wishing myself, I want the money, but not with greed, not with being mean and wishing myself.
It's not, I
don't know whether it will show me a minister. How can I say that our father, and I speak with you,
that our father,
me too, I'm a brother with you, and as you suffer me, I'm well off.
Father
in heaven speaks how brethren who is greedy like that. After I find you out,
oh yes, yes,
praise Jesus. You know we are going to heaven. My brother, we go where?
Muguru.
In heaven. You left me, I'm hungry. Poverty strike me.
Don't
help me even.
Because
we are not going to help people at your
house.
You are not a worker.
Kubanga nebwe tunaazikuwa ojaziyozimayootusa
benda finish and beg another money
omanyi byonna tugenda
bikwata
otegere gwe naye woyina oyimirira
ngaage okuyambibwako
ate naffe tumanyi bwe tunaayimirira
we to know where we shall stand Church had abandoned much this work of the world. Wanted to claim work spiritual only. God is a worker in both. In the spiritual world, he works. In the physical world, he works. Doesn't work physical. He wouldn't have had food to eat.
And
he would have given spiritual food and it's enough. And it fills Amos. There will be famine and thirsty. It's not of eating food, but of the word.
So
I've given you the word. You go come and sleep. You are satisfied. As
he gives you
what, food of the word, even physical food he gives. He works spiritual and physical.
In
you many got saved, which you had demons.
Tell
you, leave your job. Don't ever work again. Come and serve me. Many born again.
They don't
think of working at all. They
play
blessing God. If it's going to rain blessings, the Bible says,
you
touch will be blessed. What have you touched? Touching what?
They
touch on the gospel. Where is it? Let me see in your hands. The blessing you want is physical. Is it not that? The gospel you hold it in spirit.
Okay,
let me leave that. Those who are angered now, but you are about to get healed. God stops you working. Tell him for how long. God, you are of season and times.
Soon
as it's time and season. Ecclesiastes 3
says,
don't just sit, God told me not to work. Those
we
are in shrines, demons chase you from your
work,
and they make you be poor, make sin there. And the jiggers affect you. Wizards are in the shrines with jiggers. Some of them very poor. Till others went. Satan told him, you work as poor like this, why? That you sell me your spirits. You have not sold them,
yet
serve me not selling me your spirits. I give you riches.
You see, a wizard rich. You
not something beyond the others. We are not like that. We, Jesus bought us with his blood.
So
what then can we sell as
he
bought you wrong time?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now what we need is one.
We are
on the word of God. Do it as it is.
You
don't know the riches we have been on.
So give it time
how much you've ever given. If you count in it. Even the Bible says, when you give with this hand, this other should not look into there. Should never know. This which puts their nose, the second is what should not know.
And
you cannot tell me, you put money in your pocket or bag, and you don't look there. You just put it just like that. See how it slips off the
fold,
that which proves it's putting in the pocket.
Now,
this heaviness cannot get out in where you put. That's the meaning. Now you wait.
The one who
gives where they get from here.
And they
put here, you put here. Don't look in this side. When you give,
you don't
look into the give it to who?
No,
it does which put where this which gives nose.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in all, let's finish this verse. Deuteronomy 15 and the verse 9.
Ngoyogera nti omwaka ogw'omusanvu. Umako gokusumululi ruamu. Guna telo kutuka. Edisho neliba bi. Edimuganda umavu. Noto muwa chintu. Nako ula mkama nga kuwa wavira. Nechiba chibi joli.
Na gama nti wetutayamba baganda bafuba na abavu.
Don't help our brethren the poor.
Mkanisa ya Christ.
In the church of Christ.
Bali na nedembe iklopi wakatona.
Liberty report us before God.
Era njaka kuwa akama.
I want to whisper it to you.
waliwo emikisa abantu gye batambuliddemu.
The blessings people have moved by.
Bagikozesa bubi.
They have used them wrongly.
Olinayo bomanyi nga bali mu kanisa.
Some they are in the church.
Kireyimingo gye mukama.
Claim
seko.
That one used wrongly.
Biimpe eno.
Give them to me here.
Mulope ruwadi.
Report them openly.
Ogame musumba gundi.
Mukama
wamuwali yakozesa bubi.
Lord, they are using wrongly.
This
one we prayed.
Tebe Road
and the others. Everything of his was taken from him.
But
it's still into hiding. But
it's
possible you claim and say, Lord,
this minister of finance,
the minister of finance in the church.
Judas
stole the bag. Now I pray that blessing.
If
as I'm being taught well. Someone say now. Why
apostle,
tell us pray when you have ours.
You
lose your blessings.
The
blessing on your life.
And
that from heaven.
And
get all the others who use wrongly. And they are in the church. Those of the world leave their things to eat.
Eat
not to complain in hell.
That
Lord, even the world didn't give them,
yet
burnt them fires. Let's finish this verse.
Deuteronomy 15
verse 10.
Tolemanga kumuwa, so n'omutima gwo teguna kuwalanga bw'omuwa. Kubanga olw'ekigambo ekyo, Mukama Katonda wo kyanavanga kuwa omukisa mu mulimu gwo. Gwonna ne mu byonna byonosangako omukono gwo.
Olabye nti mu kuyimusa baganda bafa abaavu.
Lifting up poor brethren.
Mu kanisa ya Kristo.
In the church of Christ.
Mulimu omukisa.
Involves a blessing.
Ogweyongera kw'ogwo Mukama gwabakuwadde.
God has given you.
Kubanga mazima.
Oh, indeed.
Tugenda muguru yeri musibo
tugamba. Oh, in the same heaven, don't we say that?
Kozi konga mugamba ebyeguru mwe mwabivako
dda. Say you give up on things of heaven.
Mugenda mugeye.
You go to hell.
Sibo guri.
Is it not that?
Nemba muga tugenda muguru.
If you go to the same heaven.
Erinyiriranga kala yemu.
Nice, the same color.
Oburungi bwebu.
The same goodness.
Shimanyi lwaki kumusi twayishizanga ensolo.
Why on the world we treat ourselves as animals?
Ezitabanga okunsi.
Animals which have never been on the world.
Tugera kunsolo zino kwanga nensolo ezo munsi zilinengeri
zichikwatagana. Of the world is the way we relate.
Nzeyamba yamba.
They help each other.
Niye abantu munsi.
Humans in the world.
Bafuke kisole kitategeleka.
Can't do an animal unusual.
Alivotwa jya mukanisa okuyambi.
Came to church to be helped.
Ne tusinga na aganya singa gamba dda mali bagendi.
Robbers cloth sheep skin. Claim to be calm. And it comes to religion. Find them in their long cloaks. Walking like that. You may think it's all peace. Yet,
an axe
is wrapped into their bosom, destroy you.
The
things of religion is amazing.
If this person
is calm, he takes you to heaven.
Nenga yeyagaliza eka
taba it's never minded you.
Yagana nakumanya.
We want to know. You what are you?
Bobaroza na bitimo kuweleza.
And us to serve God even.
Abiryo nga wachitiwa nyo.
Honorable so much.
Yaagala okuba bulungi
mu be well of only.
Mubya dini ya Katonda
ili kunzi. Religion of God on the world.
Buburo bya buroko.
That is of salvation.
Nemugagawazori
you enrich that person.
Bwembara wana abasiranyizi.
If I count people who were failed here.
Abantu bakumirimu
who were doing
mwe bekomi.
You kept
hiding
and they told you leave the job.
Atena akugaka toli mweleza.
Na
kutuza unofuka kisirani.
Down you are a cast.
Atena kaniko kuogerera ebi.
You speak against you.
Ne wewe unyaka timani tuliko
cha what are we on?
Na kutuza.
And they make you sit down.
Na kufura full time minister.
They make you full time minister.
Na kufura omwega
yizi. They make you an intercessor.
Na yengo uliyao
get you there
not ukano kadiwa
you wish to get old
tori na joshura
don't we have to sleep
baba kuyambye
leba
nangi banaba saja bayine mitima
men have hearts
baba gukugira yao ni baguteeka
you get the heart out
uraba muyitira
you see Adolf Hitler you see Bin Laden
uraba mu
Gaddafi combination in one heart
ngo mutima gumwo gwo musumba
one heart of a pastor has a combination of terrorists like 80
ukusinjira kubye bakora
what do
abashinga bagana yemusu
mutume apostle
You get David.
Speak those things. You not apostle?
Ni mutume,
I am an apostle of Christ.
Ate,
and sent to speak those. Someone say, you speak of pastors. Me too, I am. I do those I've spoken of myself. Who have I spoken of his name? Now why are you angry that I speak of your pastor? Have I spoken of your pastor?
Maybe
if you see me those characters out there, you see I speak of them. Now you're angered over me.
But
get angered a little. Just a little I accept you. If you don't commit sin, you're free to get angered there. And you get out your phone like that. If you want to cry, shed tears. After you'll calm down. Shed tears relieves someone.
Amen.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essula ya 15 olunya lw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 11.
Kubanga abaavu tebaliggwaawo mu nsi ennaku zonna. Kyenva nkulagira nga njogera nti tolemanga kwanjuluza ngalo zo eri muganda wo eri ababo abeetaaga era eri abaavu bo era eri abaavu bo.
Those of the world, their poverty should be there with their poverty. We could save friends.
Hold
us saying, Matthew 11,
28:30,
come all weary and burdened, you see the rest of your spirit. Matthew 11, 8:30. When he called us, ministers there, Isaiah 28:9, give them rest. These two
tired.
Give them a relief.
In
which we refused.
Reached
in the church.
They
torment you again. The hand is there. I see it.
Money
in the pocket. It gets up going.
And Paul's,
there
are
wolves in Uganda. They have anointing of harvests. That one. They are thieves. They put through the eyes like that. And they are all hung kicking space like that. They don't blink the hand of God.
Maybe
there is no hand. His finger which tells you is what he sees fall in your pocket. You look at them like this. They don't blink.
It
is in spirit. Yet dried eyes to steal you. Look at you fall down.
The
spirit of the Lord has struck you down. Yet,
that
read Deuteronomy 15 from verse 6 downwards, the acts they did it, the acts 4,
they
put on the apostles' feet.
They put
on the apostles' feet.
They shared
where the tithe offerings, even what the possessions they sold,
they
put on the apostles' feet. And the act is very interesting. It looked very good. Even those who were in it, they enjoyed much. If it there comes back, praise Jesus. If the apostles are real apostles, prophets are real prophets,
to
put on their faith and they don't wish themselves. But a pastor, prophet, remember, or the one you have over there, his eyes always in a basket.
Like
they are like always pouring out. Baskets also have locks on them, padlocks.
They pack
tracks of money, they don't know where they go to, and they take them. That these are apostles, that are pastors.
Ah. Let's read in the
Acts chapter 4. See whether it's never happened before. Acts chapter 4, verse 34.
Kubanga tewali mubo eyetaganga.
Nchaje kitia.
How did it come about?
Kubanga tewali mubo.
None among them was in need. What happened?
Ate Bible yegamba nti barokokanga buli lunaku.
Saved every day. Every day. The first day.
Barokoka abantu emitoro kumpi obemeke esatu.
Thousands of people.
Naye batuko kubanga tebeta.
To point not big in it.
Kati labwe musumba.
Look you pastor.
Nayo mutume.
And you prophet.
Nawe nabi.
You are apostle.
Oyina bameka.
How many have you had?
Naye nabo betaga labawe bafanaga.
Look how they look like.
Urabagwa masuti go
yambara. Look at the suits you clothe.
Mayumba go.
Your houses.
Kati uli mugoba bakazi
wasabalala. Now you pursue women, marry others.
Etumanyi songa za mwezali.
Don't know your issues, how they wear.
You look
congregation of people where you are. Those in me that are there.
You think you are
on the foundation of apostles and prophets. Who is saddened of this? All we are saddened. We are saddened for over what we speak. We are saddened because you did all that. We are saddened because you did all that. You think it's you only in sadness. Acts chapter 4, verse 34.
Kubanga tewali mubo oba enyumba bazitundanga ne baleta omwendo gwazo ezatundibwanga.
You hear what happened? Those who are rich among them.
Those found
already with possessions. Said, let me sell this.
And
there came the first, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
That
the divine power of God gave us all we need in this life. In serving God,
and
moving to understand Him. They got what was given them.
They
retained what they used in life,
and
used in serving of God,
and
moving to understand Him.
And they
did get rich to get corrupted.
The
path used the things.
It meant
life, they're not poor as a person.
You've
been out there. And they say,
moyo wa mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord spoke with me. Yes.
Nangamba.
He told me.
There
are three people here. You have land titles.
Kama agamba,
God is saying, store them.
Yumba.
So in the house. You come serve him.
As
told a rich man. Matthew 19.
Go
sell your possessions. Come with us together. You must stand up. You woman stand up. As if what they tell you. You know a con man when they call you rich.
And
you think what they say is right.
You
stood up, sold all your possessions, remain with nothing. Bible doesn't accept anyone to remain with nothing.
A
rich man, if you accept, let me go sell them. Jesus was going to speak next. Sell some and retain some. That's what he told Abraham. Give your son. When he saw he has believed it.
He told him,
leave the son, get the lamb. You sold Isaac, slaughtered them.
Omusumba gamba, why
the pastor said, give out your Isaac, the only one you have. And the slaughters of the head. Isaac of Abraham.
He
gave him a lamp instead. God fought was his faith.
In
the Acts.
Those
who's gotten rich. Let me sell a portion. Let me reduce on this. I take this money.
He
has brethren. Who are lifted up.
You
know what happens? We, all we people, we have jobs, we earn money. Each
earns,
and when they bring in the church, they retain what to use. They bring in serving God. It helps them understand more. That person, help and they earn.
Do you
know how their brains get to understand God more?
Do
you know you're helping what can help them? The person who did
it,
when you see them here, you teach them God. They will be there. Your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I lighted fire on it. It's not lit and fire on it. If you light in fire on it, it totally finishes. Jesus was teaching.
Remember,
these people are hungry.
He
made bread. And they ate.
And
they moved in the word. They went home and went satisfied.
You are
teaching the word.
Don't
know where someone sits. Don't know how they
are.
Whether they are on what
you do. Whether
they understand the word. Whether they are getting drafted just. You wait to gather money.
To
buy your cars. Build your houses.
And
you get rich. They say the powerful pastor. Yet in heaven they see this fool. We've weighed him and they have the wisdom.
Now
there is one king in Daniel. God weighed him. He's so a senseless person.
Something
empty, nothing not worthy. Yet he's been a king. You can become a powerful man on the world. In the heavens, they say, look at this empty tin. I tell you, think that king. In the world, what did they speak of him? The powerful king. The honorable is coming. In the heavens, they say, look at the empty
tin.
An insect. It has no use.
Lava.
Look at it. Even the kingdom is taken from him. You can make a name on the world. In the heavens, they speak that your way. Who is in the apostleship? Becoming an evangelist.
Ask
of heavens, how am I before you? Ask the earth shows you. Ask what is heaven saying. There is one today. The earth is saying is powerful. In the heavens they say, look at a senseless child. Apostle, now you appear. That is Jeremiah 4. 21 downwards. My people are fools. Senseless children. They are wise in doing evil things. Doing good, they have my knowledge.
The world can lift
you up because you've made names.
In heaven,
this you didn't do it. You are an insect.
It's
unusual in the world. A senseless child.
Those
who tithed the offerings for themselves. And they leave you grieved. Every time you pray blessings, God pass the blessings, tithe and offering, send it.
It
is one man comes give you 2 billion, give you 200 million, give you 300 million, give you 600 million, and the man takes all to himself. Doesn't want to even know. He moves to say, Jesus, praise Jesus. I thank the Lord. Did I fasted before? Don't know how I suffered. Let me tell you. Me, I saw sorrow. But God saved me from my shears. I was there. That's how they
say.
There is a man I ministered with. He made a phone call to me. He wants to sow in the ministry seed. 300 millions. But let me tell you. God sowed in me. He changes it. He is the church by that time.
And
those who want to tap on this blessing, stand up on your feet and you come at this
moment,
even the other is taking it.
You
want to tap on the blessing of 300 millions.
omanyi kasa mwafuka abagoberezi.
After you became followers,
you
did be taught the word of God. You were there. Like those who smoked cocaine got mad a long time. If you don't reason,
and
the threatening words
catch
not the Lord's anointed. It's like a stumbling before you.
And
God sends money.
And
this one steals all. Somewhere in
the
one choir. And they raise aside in Tebe Road. And they one pledge to pay salary to the choir, everyone, for entire year. They gave them 1 month salary. You know thieves in the church? We think we are real pastors. They shepherd us spiritually.
Yet
never shepherded even your spirit, but to make it lost and to steal you in the flesh.
I'll
see.
If
they shepherd the spirit, the spirit is in the body.
I don't
know how you can pass through the body to shepherd it and go access shepherd only the spirit.
Jacob.
James. I shepherd you. I'm shepherding the spirit. Both of you. This just steal from us. We give you the spiritual. You give us the physical. For it is written. The one who sow spiritual in you, you sow in the physical things.
They've
told me it's me sowing it. It's not you tell me to sow in you. I've not seen the ground ask the sower to sow in it. You pass it and it calls
me.
You sow in me maize. If you look to it, according to
when
it looks like you say, this is my ground. Needs this to be sowed on it.
You
find the ground quarrowing.
Sow
in me potatoes. Put it even cassava. You wonder, what form of land is this? Which speaks what you even fear to sow in it. Let's read the Acts. Acts chapter 4, verse 35.
Nebaguteka ku bigere by'abatume, nebagabiranga buli muntu nga obwetavu nga bweyetaganga.
Katika nkubuli.
Now let me tell you.
Omanya abantu bayinza okuwakana.
People can argue against this. Bible shows.
Mu kisere ky'abatume baalina abantu.
Apostles had people.
Abasuka mu bitano abasajja bokka.
5,000. Only men. If
they are
only men, include women, they are also 5,000. Now 10,000. That is 1,000.
Yes,
10.
Abana.
The children. That each was given as their need was. Think those riches they were gotten where? When they believe, offerings do this.
Nebakiriza abagagga mu bondi kuli no tukize kya mateka 15 tukomyewo
bring back
eri baganda
bafuna
nkuulire neba buli omunga
bweyetaaga
guno omukisa gwa
this blessing is ours. It's a blessing for us.
Let's
take it this time and we apostles and the prophets who moved in them initially.
You
might have some money this time. And you are saddened to lift up your brethren. This apostle. This gospel. It's most interesting to those with nothing. Because we have fallen in it. You have not fallen in it. You gain to collect more blessings. You try and it and see.
Me,
I'm going to try it.
Amen.
And I began a long time. If I don't bring back to you, and I get tithes and offerings, and I enrich myself, you would have had
poverty.
Demons would have beat you. You would have not understood.
ekyo kyayamba
nnyo stretching the hand of God to us.
Bw'olaba ndese kkubo ly'ebimu eby'ekumi nga
liggulewaliwo abayitawo
ekyenkugamba
leero
mulimu n'abaweereddwa
capital
nga sikikugamba nga naye nga
kikikola
netulyoka tutandika
okuabafuna
emirimuana nga bagaggawala abongezwako
omusaala
oli yali akolera ggulu
ate teweebaza
nga naye afuba buli
lwamukaaga kirabeereero
naga mukama akyusa
bamukyusa okuva eggulumuteekaali
ava wali
wiakate yeebaza
bworowooza kyangu
okukyusaebakuteeka abazimaomanyi
waliwo mukama byabakoledde
binjiyonaye
temubirabamwagala fuuka bali abali bava e
misiri
nga bagenda
kanan
mune baduuka
engatto zikulaera
yabagamba
I've realized ever since I've been with you, God's never given you eyes to see, never an understanding
for
your shoe.
You
never changed them yet you grew. Your clothing, they woke up and they clothed 40 years. The one who was short, they have gone
taller.
They clothed the same
clothes.
They just come, they get where they put, they clothed. Angels came to change them, put new ones. They did not think of them. They wake up the shoe. They wake up. It's there. My shoe, I left it here. The one who was 6 years, they have 12 years. The same shoe is fitting them. It is still fitting me. Look, a fool
never
thinks. You can't think. How does it fit you?
Yes, you have
a raise Jesus. You don't know even the way. You are born again. You think those in the world don't want to be saved. You think, how did you get saved?
If
you got saved, attach it.
You
think, how did you dare reach in truth? Have you ever thanked God for it? Those outside, you have problems.
Kubanga mukama agenda tuwa emikisa
egyewuunyisaatengulidyagisonzeekoddagugulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulibwagundigulib hearts. There's a brethren one. I'm going to speak of him still. Let me speak of him. That brethren,
time
back he went to make roads. When he made roads, Yane was not coming. God sat him, humbled him. Now these days they make phone calls to him. We have a road of 2 million.
I'm
not saying that.
You
think it happened how? I see the blessing is coming now.
So Bamugambia Korene
company. Don't even make a company of making roads.
If they
cancel it, don't cry over that. I've not cast you. But let's learn. When God provides us,
to
learn to thank,
to
learn to do as it's worthy.
We are
in the beginning. Where we are, we call it which level?
One.
Level one.
We
still have like 100 levels to reach.
This
is the beginning. You know that. It's 2 years and a few months. You think where are we heading to? Who have we stolen from? Who have we struck powers of darkness? Have we progressed by the Lord? Understanding and knowledge and the treasure of the flesh. God lifts up
us.
How should we carry on ourselves? Let's finish here.
Acts 4 verse
36.
Ne Yusufu abatume gwe bayita Balunabba okutegeeza kwaliyo nti mwana wa
son of encouragement.
mwana w'okuzzaamu amaanyi omulevi eyazaalirwa ekupulo 37 yalina ennimiro n'agitunda n'aleeta effeeza n'agiteeka ku bigere by'abatume
n'abatume bennyini
bannabbi
abasumba
Not we to just preach and we are out there that the congregation is working. My fellow pastors, ladies and gentlemen, and apostles, prophets and others, this is the work of the Lord. We have to get back.
Who
should never be in church again. And this, I don't refuse. Other churches can refuse. But all
as
full knowledge, we shall hold their hands to be lifted wherever they will be in the entire world. Let me tell you this. If you refuse to work, I told you God one thing. May he bless me. If this fails, I will work to see my example. Why I requested it? I was side of Lungujia in Kampala. Prayed for people blessings. When you come with 60,000, all come with 1 million, you get it. After you get it, they got wild rain from us. And they made phone calls and they are in good houses. You visit us this end. We are so well off now. If you humble go visit them, find a put bunches of banana in the house. The good things. And they give you 10,000 to reach you home. Transport. At some places I moved to reach the 10,000 home. That they can get what to eat. God arose, beat them, they got poor again. And they come back, you repent, pray for them. Some people are very hard. They never settle. You ask Pastor David, he has ever seen them.
The problem,
not to understand how we use when we've been given. The tithe and offerings, God lives in our midst.
What
is the suffering of a born again?
If
it is the demon of poverty,
the
pastor is the demon of poverty, your pastor. You see, it doesn't go. Everything you get, he sees you. There are women. I see now.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Someone feels what I feel. I'm going to speak. You prepare to hear it. Women, yesterday you get money. God says, saw the money. And when it comes to women, they see they got yesterday. Others studied theology. Speak, they have seen no one. But they know there must be those who got money. When you think how many can stand on you? Yesterday you got money. Let's stand up and we see. If you are a man or woman, you got money yesterday. You stand, don't worry. I'm not going to speak that you bring it. All those people, don't they come give it? Let's be normal. Things are theology.
I see men and
women who got money. God say you saw it. Don't worry. Whatever remains. Although you cannot bring it. I'm going to make it that day. You say, my God, the Spirit has showed it to him. I told you, they taught me two things. Truth and lies, I know both of them. Now I have earned. If it was Corning, I would have been much on you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. I'm not going to go beyond here because of time. But
the
Bible says, the Malachi 3, the verse 8, where we shall begin the other time. Let's read we here.
Malachi chapter
3 from verse 8.
Omuntu alinyaga Katonda. Naye mwe munyaga nze. Naye mwogera nti twakunyaga tutya.
Father in heaven,
though
we all congregation will rob you, but there pastors who robbed you much.
And
they robbed
tithe
and offerings, took them, put them there.
And
Paul never did what they are meant to do. All nation became robber like that. The entire church. Now see,
God
tithe and offerings, that from riches you get for progressing your brethren. And the pastor robbed it. Tell me whom you move with. I tell you your character yourself.
If
the pastor robs, don't do what
it says.
You who gave it to him, to you are a thief before God. Be careful as you're giving.
It's
drawn near here the word of God,
better
than sacrifices of fools.
Give it to
you, that nothing you're just giving like that. The nation called
Jesus
in the midst of the world. They are robbers, thieves.
And
reach even that bulb is blown. And they make you raise money for the bulb. My God. In the bag there is nothing like money. The other is his. Those who begin ministry now,
they
begin you to reach heaven.
They
begin church business.
They
begin you to be well off. That they will be well off.
The
one who begins the business in the world,
they
don't begin it you to be well.
They
begin them to be well off. You have go buy what you want from them.
You
have money. If you don't have, don't go to their shop.
It's
what's in the church business.
They
claim to have blessings in their shops.
It's
expensive according to levels.
The
cost of 1 million line here.
If
you are in merchandising business, when you go to the shop,
there
is rice. It's of 20,000. A kilo. It's also a type of 10,000. It's of 5,000. And of 3,000. Each one what they can be able to buy the line on that. That's how you've been on blessings.
Those
in the shop called church of business. Those who can get that of 5 million, the blessing.
That's
a type of rice, maybe basmat rice.
No,
my.
It's
a type of rice of 5 millions. Those with 2 millions.
You
line up a type of rice here. That is the blessing. They are in the sacks. What type of
rice?
Till to those rich. And they reach, they say, this is generalized price. No. The bananas they display down one by one. Each one can buy those. That's where you move in church like that. And you say it's the church. Let's finish here. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8.
Omuntu alinyaga Katonda. Naye mwe munyaga nze. Naye mwogera nti twakunyaga tutya. Manyaga kebitundu ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo. Olunya olw'omwenda. Mukolimiddwa ekikolimo ekyo. Kubanga munyaga nze eggwanga lino lyonna. Olwekumi. Mulete ekitundu ekyekumi ekiramba mu ggwanika. Ennyumba yange ebeerengamu emmere. Era munkeme nakyo, bw'ayogera Mukama ow'eggye.
Wuliriza bulungi kugenda otandikira
Sunday.
Wadde ensi eri gyetambulira.
Or where the world moves out there.
Banyazi.
They are robbers.
Tithing
is offerings.
Ekanisa.
The church.
Mulimu mufu ababinyazire tubiwadde.
Among us we've robbed not given it.
Naye ate kisinga okwewuunyisa.
What surprises more.
Abawaddeyo mwebali.
Those who've given are there.
Naye ate abasumba ne babinyaga byonna.
Pastors have robbed all.
Ensonga eri emu.
The issue is one.
Mu nyumba yange muleme okulamu
ekyokulya. In my house not to lack food.
Mulimu.
Is there food?
Bayibuli kyeveegamba kolisa ekisooka
ssatu. First Corinthians 3.
Temumanyi nga muli yekalu
ya Katonda. Don't you know you are the temples of God?
Muli nyumba ya
Katonda. You are the house of God.
Kati fenga tulina okuba munesa weyonga mwebiri.
Have to have that bug.
Era ngo omuntu waba yetaga ino bisingana.
Someone need, they have to find it there.
Mu mitende gy'obwa bishop.
In the criteria of the bishop.
Bajja okubaterwako.
Those will be put upon
bishop
you.
Bishop aba batano.
Bishop of 5, of 10.
Saka kubasimba.
Up to the last number.
Nga bakumanya okuva ewaka.
They know you from your home.
N'obwetaavu.
And your needs.
N'okukulako mwoyo ne mwobiri.
And your progress spiritual physical.
Kati bagamba obunyazi ng'onaabulaba
robbery if you to see
obanabbi n'abatume n'abasumba
apostles prophets
abakyama okuva mu mazima
erred from truth
kushingana mu nyumba nga temuli
find in the house there's nothing to eat there
bagamba,
you know what they say
mulete mu nyumba ya Mukama
bring in the house of God
mulemukula mu
ekyokulya there lacks no food
ani ageno kisanga
just to find it there
yeye
others in need
nyumba ya Mukama yeye eri
what even is the house of God
abera mu nyumba ezimba na emikono
the house built with human hands
oba
oh
febe nyini yatufule nyumba
we made us his house
eranze ngo musumba
he has a pastor
mbera ngabola ba post office
I am like a post office
we mutereke ubalete bitereke bya
mu parcels come and
oli waleta noli na
and this one
uni najja nanu
this one comes picks theirs
Katinzo musumba ndi post office.
Pastor, I'm a post office.
Ebitere kabi jasi byange.
Each come there not mine.
Nanzija kama nyagaliko.
Take off the names on them. I attach on my name.
Byange.
They are mine now.
Ebije amanyaga bali.
Take off names of others.
Kari gwesimanyo bo chali post office.
Don't know whether there's still a real post office.
Omanyawo ebitere kabi tukire bya abantu kuva ebweru.
People from abroad reach all corners of the world. You come here. You pick them.
Nibo bisanga tebiliyo.
You find they are not there.
Abali post office obogera ko.
Post office what do you speak of them?
Waliwo no office ndala kati we watu nga zino bazita zino zi bank ezileta sente okuva ebweru.
They are even
kuba weereza sente nogena no
zi Western Union.
Is Western
Union. Money transfers.
Ogena tuka yonga.
You reach there your name. They shared your money.
Nga bata de kombu zikitwanga zabo.
It's been sent to
Bano beba suma na abantu meleba na biyo mulina mirembe.
Post office profits you have these days.
That's why anakutegera ndi kino chitereke chaangu.
This is a package this person, and this is for this one.
Bunyazi na bubi.
Robbery and stealing.
Ajaka manyagawe.
Take off names of the rightful.
Jangu.
You can't.
Oshingana chitereke cha.
Find your luggage attached on your name.
Kada rochisanga.
And you don't find the name is off.
Kada chiribwe chita.
Now it's this.
Tujja kuba tutandikira.
We shall begin from there.
Bire tuba mu nyumba yakatonda.
Mulimo
kubura mwe chokula.
Lacks no food.
Chitegeza.
It means.
Mulimo kuba omwavu mbasaka
kafeetaga. Amid this who is in need.
Paka ngera lazima mulimo ebyo kulya
bisanga. It means they find them.
Bibeerawo mu bwetaavu.
Always there in the need.
Bogero okulya.
We speak of eating.
Kutegeza kulya kwa mbere
yoka. Doesn't mean eating of food alone.
Namaso gali.
Even eyes eat.
Mbuza bye gali.
Ask what they eat.
Obagwe tumanyinga gali.
Don't know that they eat.
Amaso gali okulaba
eat the watching.
Era nogeze obere wakanga.
If you are in the home.
Emiaka je juwera ngatola bya TV ko.
Not watch the television which is yours.
Ogana yemu kama nze nakolira mu simo no obutaba akona
wa
de TV aka inchi.
Even a small television.
Na matugali.
Even ears ear.
Gali ya music.
They eat music.
Obuli auto ina dana ka
radio. There no one with a radio.
Ogana yemu kama.
Say but Lord.
Kadiyo chigambo kulya chigazi.
The word it is brought.
Chavayo gera.
That's why speak.
Mfuna byo kulya nebyo kwambala.
Get what you eat now. Let them be now.
Neno kwambate kuli mukwambala ngo
ezoka. Clothing is not in clothing.
Katizambalo sule wabwe.
Now you clothe them sleep outside.
Kubanga nokusula nechino chambalo.
This is a cloth.
Chituonye nkuba.
The shelter saves from rain. The sunshine. And the heat.
Echizimbe.
The building.
Kadiba bigazi
nyo. Now it's brought.
So tulino kudda ku mutindo gwe kanisa egwanide.
The standard of the church
wali. The
acts of the prophets and the apostles. In the name of Jesus. We shall begin from there. May God bless you.
Na yenjaga kuogera kino
cho. I want to speak only this.
Sawa zinongo lino mulimu.
This time you have a job. that you work and you earn money. You're going
to
behind after service and we speak together. May God bless you. Don't go, if you have a job which earns you money, you remain, we speak. May God bless you.